Hey friends, welcome to the Stationery Cafe Happy Hour. This is April from Penguins Creative, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here with me today, and we're going to talk about all things stationery. So join us with a drink. We're going to talk about something new, something that we own, and something in our shopping cart. Hey Kelly, how's it going?
Hey, it's good. We are, you know, I feel like every day is an adventure. You know what I mean?
Well, that such is life, you know. Without some roller coaster up and downs, we would have just been pedestrians. So
so how's your Valentine's Day going? That's day of recording is Valentine's Day.
Boring, just work all day. Boring. And Elliot made dinner without telling me, so he just like ate his own share of dinner, and I came downstairs and he's like, oh yeah, I ate dinner. I'm like, what? I bought those steaks. Anyway, here we are.
Dang.
Just sipping on some Calpico. Although we did celebrate last week when I finally tested negative, so we did went out for dinner.
Yay! Then, so. Oh good.
But today's just nice. Another day for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
I spent the weekend with Bobby. It was really nice, but I'm planning to bake him some cookies this Thursday for Valentine's specifically, because that's what Elliot Valentine's is about. Chocolate for me.
I know, yeah, for me too. But Elliot doesn't eat sweets anymore, so I can only bake him like bacon or something.
Still, like bacon, like in a heart shape.
I know that would be really funny with an egg in between, like in the middle. You are my sunny side up.
Oh, that's cute. Like that. I like that. but I was kind of rushing home. Work was pretty busy today because of all the men.
last minute Larry's,
that's right.
I love it.
And so I stopped at Burgerville, so I've got a strawberry lemonade.
I still have not tried it.
You still haven't been to Burgerville? Oh my god. Bobby actually hates Burgerville. He's okay. Like, why do you go there?
Then there we go.
I'm like, no, no, it's so good.
It's an establishment, or so Kelly would say. Yeah. Well, I told you, next time I go down to Portland, I might make Elliot like take us through that.
You've got to at least try it.
One of the stops on the way down the freeway.
For those that don't know, it's like a local chain, but it's not.
Would you say it's like Five Guys or something like that? Similar?
Not really. Because they have the Burgerville spread. The Burgerville sauce. It's like,
okay.
It's this delicious yellow stuff. It's really good. I know that didn't sound very good, but
Shake Shack level. Okay, I'll have to give my score when I try it for myself. So, yeah. Okay, Kelly, a little confession here. Yep. That decision literally was just made 2 days ago or yesterday last night when I committed to my trip to Taiwan. Like I was gonna go.
Oh yay! Right,
in April. And then I looked up how much the hotel's gonna cost me, and then I looked up how much like the quarantine process is gonna cost me, and I was like, I may not have the funds for around the world anymore.
Oh, that's okay.
The Sailor Pro gear that we were talking about, that's what I was saying, the around the world. It's one of the green pens in the cocktail series that's coming out, and it's like, and it's even worse because people are starting to, I think I saw Sailor North America or someone unboxed it like as they arrived. And I was like, greens. But the thing is, the more I look at it in person, the more I'm like talking myself away from the edge anyway. Like I said last week when we established that the après-ski that I own has that red finial that really looks like melon soda. And I'm just like, what's more perfect than this pen? I mean, I don't think another green pen would beat this. So I think I'm perfectly happy with my après-ski, which is the original cocktail series. Oof, there's fluff on it. But I don't think I'm going to buy it around the world, even though I said it like multiple times on here.
Hey, well, you know, All I want to do is, like, look at it next to that. So if someone on the internet owns both of them and takes pictures next to each other, that would be cool.
I do want to see the two of them together. But what's kind of, like, talking me away was, like, one of the real-life photos. It looked a little bit too neon yellow-y, like, for the body. So that might be what I don't like, and then that will work out well for me. Okay. But I need the funds. Yeah. I need the funds to buy more stationery in Taiwan when I get there. So,
well, see, when you started saying that just now, I was like, wait, is she saying she doesn't have the funds to go to Taiwan? But like, oh no, just not to have the. That's valid. You're gonna
just not to buy not a lot have of stuff over funds there. For stationery. But yeah, man. If you go to Taiwan, for those who don't know, Taiwan has a very strict like quarantine restriction. So. Mm-hmm. Or rules. So if you are entering, like they relaxed it a little bit for Chinese New Year, but only because it's like such a big holiday and many people are traveling. But they've been doing 15 days, like technically 14 days of quarantine, but 14 days counting starting from after the day you landed. And I land at like 5 a.m. on the first day. So my first day is just wasted.
No.
And so for me, I have to book a hotel for 15 nights to stay in that hotel and just like wait it out.
I thought they have like a there's no like government sponsored hotel thing.
No. You usually have to book your own, which is really, really bad. And they subsidize you for like what?
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, something like that.
$20.
Oh.
Something like that. Not that much.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more, but I don't know. It's not that much. So I'm just kind of like, if I'm.
But can.
I don't want to live. Like, I don't want to live in a crappy hotel for 15 days. So yeah,
that's kind of a lot.
I kind of want to spend a little bit more on a better like cell, if we were to describe
it. Yeah.
At least one with a view, you know. So and a comfortable bed. So that's kind of what came down to it. Gotcha. So I'm booking.
And you can't even stay with your mom.
I can't.
No, she's.
Well, the thing is,
she's just gonna like stare outside your hotel window.
No, I probably will have a floor too high for her to do that. But I booked a Marriott for some bonus points. So it's hopefully gonna be nice. And I'm actually fingers crossing for the fact that they actually might relax it again and then turn it down to like maybe like 10 days or even 7 days again, and that would then my funds would be back then maybe I can get it around the world.
Yes,
maybe by then. Yeah.
But there's gonna be so much stuff in Taiwan and that you like need to buy. I feel
of
like.
Course I told Elliot
like a lot.
I'm bringing two pairs of everyday clothes, two pairs, and then a pair of pajamas, because I know I'll just be in those three for like the entire 15 days. And as soon as I'm let out, I'm just going to go clothes shopping, I'm going to go stationery shopping.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
Shopping. And like closer to the day, I'll be able to kind of happily plan what stationery I'm bringing back, which is probably not a lot. Because I can just buy more when I'm there, so.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, let's jump right into today's topic. Why don't you start with something new?
All right. Okay. So, we have a new pen from Ferris Wheel Press that I've known about for like 2 weeks. But I haven't been able to talk about it yet until now. And it's kind of cool. It's just one of their brush pens. So I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here. It's a black brush, quote unquote. They only call it the brush pen because of the way that the body of the pen is shaped. Because it kind of tapers down and has that little cigar type shape. But so this pen is called the Echoes of Eton. And there's a matching ink that goes with it.
It's a fountain pen. Though, right? Not a brush.
Yes.
Pen.
Sorry. Did I? Yeah, but it's called the brush.
The brush fountain pen. I
think. Yes.
Because yes. You keep saying the brush pen, and then like you didn't. You didn't clarify.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
It's very confusing. The name. It's confusing to call it a brush pen. Yeah.
And that's kind of, that was a thing, like, at the beginning of us thinking about carrying them, is I remember a customer had come in and been like, yeah, I ordered one of their pens, and it's called the brush pen, but it doesn't write like a brush. I was like, oh, what? But I get it now.
Because it looks like a paintbrush. The way the handle is. Like, even there are some cigar-shaped fountain pens, but they're not long. Like, the body kind of just goes so far. But this one
and
really...
And it's quite skinny.
Really extends. And it's skinny, like you said, like a paintbrush. I feel like that's a better way to describe it, Ferris Wheel Press. I mean, I was so confused when I was, like, looking, because JetPens has an article, like, which brush pens carries cartridges, you know? And, like, for a second, I really thought Ferris Wheel Press was, like, a brush pen. And turns out it was just, like, it's just a fountain pen. Say it!
Yeah. And so the thing about this pen that makes it so special, well, I guess it's not as special as I think. But it's, They're taking inspiration from the Roaring Twenties, you know, from
that
like 1920s.
The Art Deco style.
Yeah. The Art Deco style. So it's a totally black pen. It's got the gold grip section. Mm-hmm. And then this one only comes with a silver nib. And usually there are other pens, like, you can get either silver or gold plated, which isn't a gold nib, it's just gold plated, so it's not worth it. But anyway, just saying. But yeah, so this pen is releasing with this ink that's called Roaring Patina Black, which sounds dumb because it's a black ink, but it's actually really cool because it's like shimmery. So if you can see in the little swatches, it's got this really pretty gold shimmer going on.
Oh, that's cool. We always like a little bit of a pizzazz to black ink. So I'm looking at the design detail, because I guess that's what Ferris Wheel Press is always about, the design.
Oh, yeah.
So they said that there are elements of Canadian wildlife and nature landscape in this. And I'm trying to
I'm trying to find detailing on, like, the box or something, but I'm not...
Yeah, it says Canadian wildlife and nature landscapes. So I wonder... I know. So I wonder if it's, like, the little banner that looks like the Art Deco building thing. Are they supposed to represent, like, cliffs or, like, streams of the wildlife? That's the closest I can think of. But if you don't look into that much of a nuance, like, if you don't really look... that deep, it is a cool pen. That black and gold combo is just like really really nice. It's a black pen, right? Like the body and the section is gold with like their signature engraving. I thought that looks pretty cool. How much is it?
So the pen is only I'm pretty sure, oh wait, it's more than their other ones because it's a limited edition.
You
gotta pay extra for that limited dish. I'm trying to see how much it is on their website. On their website, it says it's $138 US.
I see. Yeah.
But it might be more at Oblation because we have to import it from Canada.
Oh, right. So, it's an import.
It is an import.
For how close it is.
I know, it's so annoying. It's like, really? It's just like a little drive over. It's not that far, but they still hit us with the customs fees and all that. So.
Oh, wow. Well, this is a nice pen, but like, I don't know if I would buy it for that price.
I would either, but I'm going to take pretty pictures of it.
I know. I think it looks like a real... Like, if you don't have as many pens as we do... Maybe we would get it. But having as many pens as we do, this is not like that enticing enough for me to make the purchase. Plus the pen body is black. I think maybe that's one of the deterrents. Like the box is pretty, but that design doesn't translate to the barrel. Mm-hmm. That's just one thing I want to point out.
Yes.
Yeah. But oh, it's so cool. Another element to the brush, why it's called the brush fountain pen, like aside from the body being long and like tapering like a paintbrush, they were trying to mimic the ferrule of a a brush.
Oh, that makes sense.
They call the section, they refer to the section of the fountain pen as like the ferrule of what that's gathers the hair of the paintbrush. So that's okay. Yeah. That makes sense now. I feel like I'm glad I took the time to try to learn about it.
That actually makes me like want to get one.
I would get the non-limited edition ones just because of
that's what I mean. Yeah,
the price point. Do they have a nice green one, like a mint green one? Let me.
I don't know if they maybe they do. They should, because there's like the Morningside mint. Anyway, at Oblation, we have like a chartreusey one, and we also have like a deep pine foresty green.
Oh my god, the normal one is more expensive.
Is it?
Yeah, their gold plated nib is $160.
Oh yeah, because it's gold plated. Like I'm really not a fan of the gold plating thing.
It's not really, really gold.
Because it's not really. It's like expensive for no reason because you don't get any of the good. Anyway.
Oh, I see I see the chartreuse color now.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's also $138. So it's the same price. Mm. About the same price. But yeah, I see it now. Cool. Oh, my topic complements yours a little bit. New inks.
Yeah, you got some inks for us.
New inks. Papier plots. Usually we talk about them when it comes to washi tape, sticker flakes, stationery designer collaboration. And they apparently want a piece of pie in the fountain pen coloring world. And so I think they had commissioned Sailor to make their limited, I don't know if it's limited edition, this series of ink called the Saitama ink, featuring iconic colors from the Saitama area, which is a prefecture not that far away from Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Is it right to call it a prefecture? I think so. And so yeah. I love the motifs though. I love, love, love the color series. Cute. So five colors. One features their iconic tea called Sayamacha. So it's funny. They said that in the description of the ink, Japan has three big places with the tea. Shizuoka, Uji, another city in Japan. And then the last one would be the Saitama Sayamacha. Like those are the three big teas in Japan. And so they featured it in one of the hues, and it's this kind of chartreusery green, like very limey green, like it's very light. Mm-hmm. And then the other color, there's Soka Senbei, like
so cute. The
crackers.
That.
It's so cute. The Japanese crackers. There's Nagatoro Keikoku, which is like a creek in the region, so it's this beautiful teal green blue color. I love a teal, and I love the little illustration that's on the bottle. I like that.
That's really what sells it, honestly. I know. It's got like stupid illustration.
I know. It just looks so refreshing. Like it feels very summery. And then another, I think, more practical color, navy blue, called Kawagoe Kura no Machi, which kind of features one of, I think, their cities, like one of the city streets, kind of the old school retro style at night. Mm-hmm. And so it's a dark, mature navy, nothing to write home about. But the last one,
so good.
Kobaton, like it's a purple duck.
Oh, I thought it was a penguin.
It's a penguin. It looks like a pigeon. I don't know. It's Saitama's mascot animal, and it's this derpy looking bird thing.
So derpy.
And it's so cute.
Oh man. Now I'm upset that I thought it was a penguin.
You thought it was a penguin? So the purple is kind of like a ube-y, like taro-y purple color, kind of pastel-y. And I just love that there's an ink colored after the mascots, because I don't think I've seen too much of that direction in inks before. Featuring mascots. So also,
does, so on the, like, the little page, the product page for this ink, for the mascot one, it has a little sheet of stickers of the mascot's head that you can color in with the ink. Yes. Did you see that?
So I think as a, like, a limited time thing, if you buy from their site, you're going to get a sheet of stickers, so like coloring stickers for you to color in. So they have it for the tea. They have it for the senbei. They have it for like the
cream. They have it for, oh, that's so cute. I love the senbei. They have it for
every color. And the senbei would be like degree of crunch, you know, like degree of the cookie.
With the nori.
The crackers being eaten, or like with the nori plastered on top. It's so adorable.
And the little creek one has like fishies and like water. Oh yes. My god, stop. Oh, that makes it so much more viable for me.
this is like Papier Platts with their roots in the kawaii stationery, and then into the matcha inks.
The matcha mugs and the little like teep. Oh my god,
the Saya matcha.
Now I'm upset.
Yeah.
Okay, what does the houses look like? Okay.
I think it's just like the little houses.
Oh, yeah, those are cute though. With the different roofs, it's like Animal Crossing.
So of these five colors, I really want the senbei because I think it's a very readable. I don't want to call it brown because it's not like brown. It's a very bright orangey color with a little bit of like a earthiness to it, like you would expect in a senbei, which is like rice cracker. And so,
and you can
like
write
the toasted
be
kind.
My senbei. that's like the perfect Valentine. That should happen anyway.
So I really want that color, and I kind of dig the teal, the creek. The keikoku means creek in Japanese. And then can I have a sample of the kobaton, whoever decides to buy it, and like can someone let us know if it's a pigeon, it's a bird, it's a duck? I don't know.
Let me turn on my Mirai-kun really quick. Oh, the word kobato is young pigeon. So Kobaton is just like the name of the mascot.
Oh my god.
That's cute. It is a pigeon.
Young pigeon. Aww. It looks so derpy though. It's so funny. I love it.
Oh man. Okay. Well, ruined my... Because I saw one of us shared it with each other and on Instagram, and then I didn't realize the stickers, and that just makes the whole thing...
But it's limited quantity. I don't think a sticker is like a permanent thing, but
it's so cute. It's so cute. Wow. Thanks a lot, April, for making us sad about stuff we can't have.
I know. I wonder who can carry it. Maybe cute things from Japan can carry it. I mean, they carry probably
it seems kind of limited. Isn't it limited to like Saitama? That seems like a Japan thing. Right?
Maybe.
They always do that.
Dejected our faces right now. I wish I'm in Japan. I you know what? Rainbowholic, Kyla, if you're listening, you have to get on this whole set. It's literally your town, right? Like, doesn't she live in Saitama?
She does.
She needs to swatch the whole set, and we're gonna watch it appear in one of her kawaii journaling videos, and it's gonna be amazing. And I can just feel happy looking at that.
So, okay, wait. To my knowledge, I've never seen Kyla with a fountain pen. She's a gel pen girl.
Oh.
But does she own a fountain? We need to have her on here.
We need to have a conversation again. I feel like she has a glass pen. I don't know. Maybe. I'll message her and see if she's gonna get this. She gotta at least get it for the stickers. I mean,
that's, I know, so good.
All right, moving on to the section where we talk about our own thing.
Yes, and I didn't know what I was gonna talk about, but I'm looking at something, so I'm gonna talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know if I've talked about this before, so I apologize if I have. But look, it's some Kobe ink that I got, like, whenever we did that ink thing that we did.
The virtual ink show from Sailor? The one you went or the one I went? That's the question.
I think this is actually from when you went.
Okay.
Because so last I made you get it for me. It's called OG Cherry.
Oh, right. I remember that color. Yeah.
Not OG Cherry, but OG Cherry.
OG.
It's super bright and ridiculous. And guess what I put it in that I can show you guys now that I've talked about for like literally the past 3 weeks in happy hour. Dun, 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 dun. I haven't
the
even
crazy
posted
the pink Bennu pen.
It's so good. So it's the ink is basically this color on the paper.
That insane neon pink.
It's so, it's of the so section. Intense. And like, so my first thought when I opened this pen was, wow, Pepto-Bismol. Like that's what the like the paler parts really look like to me. But I got number 276 out of 300, and I actually thought that this part was gonna be a little bit darker pink. So when I got it, I was like, oh, this is what I'm about now. Like okay.
I mean, that's exactly what was in the photos.
No, but it looked a little different. But anyway, I'm not mad about it.
If we go flashback to Kelly of Happy Hour in 2020, I would say, or 21, when you had that Okane, the money goddess planner with that neon pink cover.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
So...
all over again.
So there's
that
I don't
know. Pink is very, very bright.
It's very bright. And it's
just
so
the OG Cherry color.
Yeah. It's I don't know, I could have gone for something a little bit more dark, like a slight shade darker. But this is the best I got and it's honestly really nice. And I recommend Kobe ink, even though it's kind of expensive. But the colors are so good, and you know it's a Sailor ink, so you're not going to be upset about it, unless you're CY, who apparently likes diamine over everything else. I called you out. No, it's fine. I like diamine too, but I'm just saying.
Hey, speaking of diamine, they're already producing the Ink Vent single bottles, and
which is called the Red Edition.
I was throwing back to your Instagram post to try to figure out which one I want. I might the Stargazer and Winter Spice, just because they're like the most interesting ones. But
that checks for you.
Like I said, the budget in question, I may not purchase it until later in the year.
Although I don't think those will be terribly hard to get.
We still see the previous edition even now. Like I've been wanting to get that the roasted chestnut or something from last year's.
That is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh
yeah,
the year
I just used
before.
That recently. Yeah, 2019 April.
Yes, 2019. Okay, so can I talk about my item?
Yeah. Yeah. What's your thing? What do you got?
I got the Uniball One set special limited edition colors again, and I forgot if we talked about these. This is the retro series. I talk about thinking. So many limited editions, I don't know which one I've talked about, which one I have not.
I'm just thinking like that we need to have some kind of like t-shirt or something that's like referencing April talking about Uniball Signo ones
Uniball ones.
Yeah,
the Uniball One limited edition color, the freaking rabbit hole that would not stop coming out with limited edition colors,
and they're still not.
The most infuriating thing is as I swatch them, they are new colors, like they're not the same. There's no dupes, which is super annoying. But I'm here, so there's three sets. French Antique, American Diner, High Collar Modern, which is, I assume, like more modern Japanese retro, because there's like cafe and like Japanese motifs and stuff. But I'm here, to praise one set and slam the other. Like, if I had paid more attention, I wouldn't have gotten all three sets. And I would have just buy one in a single. So, I'm really mad because the American Diner comes in this beautiful mint green box with, like, red stripes. Great. It's got a really nice mint color called Green Car. But if you take green that freaking green pin away, you're left with, like, a freaking red and blue pen, which I'm like, why do I get this?
Hey, because you needed the green one.
I could have gotten it as a single if I paid more attention. Like, the green sold me on the set. And then
it was it a good color?
The green was great. The blue and red is, like, underwhelming. Like, just wow. Why do I buy a navy? It's not even a navy blue. It's like a regular blue.
Well, yeah, it looks. It reminds me of this. Like,
It's just your blue. Yeah. Just and normal. I just hate blue gel pens so bad.
Dang.
And then the other one is apple gum. So, like, I think they take inspiration from the gum machine, gumball machine. Like, they're usually red.
Oh yeah.
But,
God, look at your...
I know, my pile. I have a freaking red Uniball one color, and it's almost the exact same hue, so...
But it's not.
Yes, the annoying thing is it's slightly off, but I don't need this, okay?
I love this so much.
I have a whole can of it. I don't need these two colors to add to it.
Oh my God. April, I want you to, like, so one day you should take, like, a really long, one of those really long pictures of, like, every single Uniball Signo or Uniball One that you own in color rainbow order.
I almost couldn't put it back into their respective sets. So I kind of don't want to.
Oh, okay.
It's so close. The colors are all so close. Okay, so that was the diner one. Mm-hmm. Did not like it. French Antique, though. Clap, clap, clap. So
that looks good.
First glance, the French Antique looks super pastel just from the cap color, but the actual swatch is very readable. So you have a dusty pink, which they call the peach canelle, you know, that dessert we really like.
Yeah.
And so it writes out a dusty rose color, really nice. And then the other one is called beige rose. So as I was describing it when I swatched it, when I was streaming on Twitch, was that it looks like when you go to weddings and they do, like, beautiful white vintagey roses instead of the pink ones. So that one has that musky kind of, like, beige color with a hint of pink. Really, really pretty. Like, I would call it, like, a very, like, light brown. It's really nice. And then the final color... Blue Cologne. Now, this is the kind of blue I'm about. It's kind of like periwinkle, yes. But like retro. So you know how it has like a kind of like a gray sheen, grayish feeling to it.
Yeah.
And I love this set so much. Like, no wonder our friend Sarah wanted a backup of this set. Like,
it's really cute.
At first glance, it looks very pastel, very like baby pinkish. Mm-hmm. But once you swatch them, it's actually all super practical colors. Like, I think I enabled a few people to buy this set when I was swatching them because I was just like, this is the aesthetic set. Like, if you want to do a minimalist journaling spread, these pens will look so good with your minimalistic look to it.
I feel like you're enabling me to get a set right now.
Get the French Antique. It's so good.
Did you get it from Tokyo Pen Shop?
So we got it from Tokyo Pen Shop. We, meaning Sarah, I, Leah, Nita, like all of us will always get the limited edition colors.
Yeah, well, you've got to.
And I think you can buy them in singles too, if I'm not mistaken, which I totally should.
So I should buy those and then those in the set and then the mint one.
And then the green car. So the last set is called High Collar Modern. And it's got like a mustard yellow, a purple, and like a teal green, kind of viridian green.
Meru.
Yeah, caramelu, sumire. Sumire is a kind of flower, and then jade green. But these colors are not too exciting. Like, I feel like a previous set had similar color themes. They're just different versions of it. So this one's nothing to write home about. French Antique is the jam. Like, they need to make these color permanent colors. Really, I feel like this is like the pilot Illimili style-ish colors, but way more practical.
But
like,
more
really,
readable.
Really readable. Really nice, dreamy, dusty, pastel-y, but like mature way. Not like a princess way. Dang. Highly recommend.
There's... I am a princess, but I do appreciate like practicality too.
Yes. You're like the princess that took the bus, you know, so.
Hey, what does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I just thought it was a fun thing to say. Cool. So that's my enabling section there. Everyone go get them. I highly recommend.
I'm here for it.
I got the 0.5 and they are available in 0.382. Cool.
Oh.
So something that you want. What is this thing you shared here?
Well, you know, I was looking at Niko Neko's online store, Niko Neko Zakaya, and they've got some new wax seal stamps going on. And one of these stamps, I think it's interesting that they say head only, so you like, but I didn't see any like handles to buy with it. But it's probably just somewhere on the site that I'm not seeing. But it's pretty easy. I think we sell just the handles at work anyway.
Ah, I see. The brass part or the steel part is called the head. And then the handle is the handle. Got it. I was confused. I was like, where's that creature's head?
And the whole body is there. So I'm looking at this one that's a unicorn. And I really like it because it's like very detailed. It's like got the whole body on there.
And the unicorn is rearing like a lion or a tiger would, you know, like usually.
Or like a horse.
Or a horse. Okay. Like usually on like a flag or something, the horse would be rearing.
Yeah. But
this time it's a unicorn rearing and it's really cool.
And it's so, like, it looks kind of like badass, but it's a unicorn. that's why I like it.
They need to come out with rainbow colored wax beads and pair it together. God.
That's the best idea.
Powerful.
Oh my gosh. Now I need to make that happen.
Do you do wax seal? I don't know that you do wax seal.
I do. That was one of the things when I went to Amsterdam with my mom in January 2020 before everything went down. Before the world changed. We went to this really cool, like, it was a stamp shop in Amsterdam. But so it had like rubber or wooden stamps, but it also had like a big selection of wax seals and sealing wax and all that. And that's where I got my cute little, it's I'm going like this. Yeah, it's a little seal. Of course, that's what they look like, is a little circle. But it's got like a little letter with a heart on the seal of the letter, which I think is how I came up with Kelly Love Letters, was when I was looking at that.
Because I was like, what, the grammar is wrong. And then you're like, no, it's Love Letters by Kelly. Okay. I was like, okay.
Yeah. And by the way, related to that, there was this really, so I guess there was a Portland night market this weekend and I was actually off and like, I was really wanted to go and I was looking on the Instagram page and I was with Bobby and I was like, I really want to go, but like, look at all the people that are there. Like, I don't want to go.
Yeah. But
I specifically wanted to go just to take a photo next to this giant light up sign that said love letter on it. And I was like, oh, that would be so cool as my Instagram profile picture. But it wasn't worth it. I didn't do it.
It wasn't worth the crowd.
No. Like, I don't want to be around that many people.
No, I get you. I totally understand. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be around that many people either. Yet I'm planning for the pen shows this year. Oh my goodness. So
we can talk about that's later. Different.
Okay, so my item that want. Anyway.
Yeah, what do you got?
Did you see Wanderlust by TSL uploaded those new items? Well, they're kind of like new items with a like on the comeback. So last year, one of Wanderlust by TSL, which is Esther's own series and line of the Superior Labor items, was the limited edition Toscana leather, which is this pastel pink and like macaroon, like teal color. And it came out in like the pen rolls. And so the Toscana leather also looks very soft. Like I feel like it will become very pliable, very, very nicely. And they came out with the pen roll and then the leather tool holder, which is sort of like a rectangular shape. And like you have to secure with the belt that was like attached to it, kind of like the pen roll, but like instead of horizontally, vertically. Mm-hmm. Like you guys should just go to the website. You'll know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And the superior labor leather made like original leather colors of these things before. Like you get it in like nude brown and black. And I may or may not have purchased the tool holder, the leather tool holder in the nude leather from Mom Kuhan before. But I kind of want to sell that one and get this one because this is so much better. Like, had I known Esther's going to come up with this amazing color scheme, I wouldn't have bought the boring leather. Sorry. Like, I know they're pretty, but I would have bought this one.
No, it makes sense.
So the difference with this new launch is that instead of pairing it with the nude or more brownish leather belts, it is now paired with the dark brown colored leather. And so the mint one paired with the dark chocolatey brown belt looks like mint choco chip. And I'm like, I need that so bad.
It's so good.
For those who missed out on the pink one, because that was very popular, like that was the one she sold out the fastest first. It is like paired with the brown. Looks like a Valentine's Day chocolate treat. I love it so much. So, who wants to buy a nude leather tool belt that's in very, very good condition?
Hey, I bet if you like put... I noticed that some people will put like stuff they want to sell on their Instagram story. And like that works out for people. Maybe I should do that with some of my stuff too.
I have
that one's so cute.
The new leather one. And it worked really well because I was using it to hold my paint palettes. So your typical watercolor pan, it just like slides perfectly into it. And I can include like a few microns and like water brush. And that was my summer urban sketching get-go like setup. But I really want the mint green one.
this can be off the record, but how much are you wanting to sell that one for?
probably just $50. I paid $80, but
I'm just gonna keep that nugget in my brain.
Or anyone else who's listening to this episode, hit me up because I may or may not be committing to the mint one very, very soon.
Well, it's so good, and this is so good too.
The nude leather is the one that, like, I think the original color, they said the undyed color, instead of calling it nude, like, the color will get darker and more, you know, patina over time. Mm-hmm. And I haven't used it that much yet, so it hasn't gotten there, but the color has definitely grown a little darker than when I first got it. So if you want to keep that in mind, really good condition and available at Penguins Creative.
Nice.
Finally, a little few things to wrap up this episode. What is this? You were just on the Nickel Nickel site, and you're just
Okay, so here's the reason why I thought this was important to talk about. Because if you are like me, and you're like, wow, PET tape kind of sucks. I mean... Okay,
you're in the minority now. Like, a lot of people really like PET right now.
Well, and I did get my Hello Studio. I love this stuff. I'm totally blowing it out my butt right now. But what I want to say is, I feel like there are so many large or wide washi rolls that I wish were just like stickers, because I hate fussy cutting. I'm not a fan of fussy cutting.
All like, right. So you don't hate PET. You just hate fussy cutting. Can we correct that?
Yes. So basically on Nico Neko, they have how do you say this brand? Is it Yon Charm?
Yon Charm. She's a Taiwanese stationery creator, designer. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if that was the correct pronunciation. Yon Charm. Who I have that really cute Night Thinker stamp from that Bobby got me in Canada. But anyway.
That everyone has. Everyone has the Night Thinker stamp.
Everybody has that stamp. I'm not special. But it's this basically a washi roll, and I think it's washi tape material too, but they've done the little, what do you call that? Like not die cutting. Or is it die cut?
I guess kind of, yeah. Like
it's like a sticker sheet, but it's one big ass sticker sheet because it's like a washi roll, but they've cut the little things out so you don't have to fussy cut.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good. So that one you saw on Nico Neko is called the Home, right? Comfy.
Yeah.
Home.
Yeah, and it says like a cozy afternoon me time.
There's another one called Grandma's Kitchen, which has some food motifs.
Okay, wait,
I'm looking straight on her website because that's where Nia and I order from. You can get 10% off sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Oh, on her Pinkoi?
No, on her web shop, like her Shopify. Her Shopify website.
Okay. Wow.
So, and she has a lot of new stamps that just came in too, you know, that are really, really good.
Oh, so. Well, snap. Oh no. I have to look at this. No,
I know. There are like her vibes reminds me of Journal's Altar, really simple designs but like interesting messages, and then like just very, very great for layering and collaging, like we said, the Night Thinker, you know, I had the one that's the bittersweet bitter, you know. And she has a lot of like word-based stamps and then some imagery-based. Like, I don't know how you don't have Once Upon a Cat book. It's literally an open book that's kind of like flying and spreading magical dust with a black cat on top called Once Upon a Cat.
Cute. I think I've seen that one and I like never get it. But I'm looking at this Grandma's Kitchen thing and like, what? This is the cutest washi. Okay. You know who would really like this is Lexi. I feel like I keep talking about her, but when I see her at work, I'm like, hey, I talked about you on the podcast. And
she did came onto our Patreon After Dark after
all. Oh my god, it's so cute. It's like cottage core.
Yes. I love her stuff.
I can't handle it.
And there's like alphabet and like number stamps too, which I'm kind of tempted. So yeah, Yon Charm, really amazing. I'm glad you brought it up because I did see these are her new releases. And looks like they're coming to the retail stores here already. So that's cool. Final topic.
Oh, yes.
Traverse Company.
Yes.
Stamp Caravan coming to the nearest Kinokuniya to you if you have one.
Finally.
So,
there's not very many, is there?
So the thing is, this whole initiative started back in 2019 before the pandemic, and like, you know, like it's hard for them to really do this like in-person thing. So it had actually been to many Maidos and Kinokuniya since 2019, and they're just kind of going down the roster. And I think they paused during 2021, and they picked it back up this year. So Kinokuniya New York just had TRC's Stamp Caravan Traverse Company. Look where it's going next.
It's going to Beaverton.
Kelly's hometown stomping ground. Actually, kind of. I don't know if you go to Beaverton that much.
More like my dad's. dad's from there.
And then after that, Seattle. I'm like, yay. It's going to be here.
No, it's great.
I'm super excited because, you know, the stamp caravan is a great place to go because they will have all the special stamps that are only available at Traverse Factory in Japan. Like, yes. We brought it to the pen show last year, but not everyone can go to the pen show. And the great thing about this is that it actually travels to different cities. And so another cool thing that I saw that I feel like they don't advertise it enough is that if you buy a Traverse notebook or like three or more refills, you can get a special sticker. So one of those really special big stickers that Traverse company gives or sells at Traverse Factory, I assume. So it's really cool. There's like one with like the retro Mount Fuji design. Mm-hmm. Another one will have a nice trip with a red plane next to it. I love these stickers. Like even I can't get them.
So yeah, I'm definitely going to go to the Beaverton one.
I know. I've been making plans to go with the crew here to go to Seattle. But the downside is we probably can only go during the weekend. And I wonder how busy it's going to get. And so I'm kind of thinking, should I sneak away on March 23rd, yeah, which is the first day of the event, and just go during a lunchtime, you know, buy some groceries at Uwajimaya, some Japanese snacks, and then just stamp my... like, peacefully stamp my passport.
Yes, totally. That's, I'm planning to go on, like, a Wednesday afternoon or something and just, like, hang out.
Yeah, and I, like, the Kinokuniya Beaverton is, the event is from February 24th to March 13th. So that's plenty of time, like,
oh yeah,
two, 3 weeks, I think. So that's pretty nice. And then the Seattle one too. So, hey, if you're in the Seattle area, you might see me on, I think, the weekend of April 2nd. So that Saturday. Nice. Or hey, the weekend.
That's your birthday weekend.
It is. April 1st is a Friday though. So so you might see me there. Actually, maybe I shouldn't go if I want to try to keep myself clean before my quarantine.
Oh my God. It doesn't even matter, though. You have to quarantine no matter what, right?
Well, the thing is, what if I catch it again? That would be really, really unlucky. Like another breakthrough COVID, like right before my plane flight on April 6th. So
that would be
okay. I'll rethink it, listeners. Like, backtrack. Like, maybe I won't be there on April 2nd, but I kind of want to try to be there on March 23rd, though. You know, just quiet old me, employee of Traverse Company, stamping away in my let's go on the road trip passport insert because I have so many.
Just
of those.
An employee like stanning their own stuff. That's what I do at work too. I'm like, look how pretty our ink is.
That's what Kelly does. Yeah, I was going to have like a chat with Phyllis about what we are going to bring to it. I might bring flex my Starbucks Reserve Camel regular size. But
nice.
To collect the stamps, I might just bring my, like I said, the USA Limited one because I think it's so special. People go there will be like, where can I get this? I'm like, you can't get it anywhere except TRC USA. TravelersCompanyUSA.com.
I just started in mine too, my Let's Go on a Road Trip.
Oh my God, actually, I should save it for my Taiwan trip and do the thing that you do where you... just jot down notes, you know, when you're too busy during the day. I should do that. Oh, actually, you know what? I might have to buy extra and mail it back to my friends in Taiwan and just be like, you get one.
That's cute. You definitely should do that. Or use use it like currency. Just like, exactly. I'll give you two of these if you give me three of those.
Best omiyage ever. Yeah, I might have to do that. Yeah, because they're not available outside of the US. So yeah, my friends been like eyeing them and they're like, when are you coming back? And I'm like, I know what to get you. Oh, and we should probably tell people where else they're going. And they're also going to Torrance and then to Chicago. And I think that's it for this year. So if you live in LA County or live in Chicago, those are two more places to go. LA is so big. I posted it on the forum. Yeah. about it, and someone's like, Torrance is about like a 3-hour drive from me. Torrance is about like a 1.5-hour drive from me. And I'm just like, dang. So yeah.
Man, but seeing these stamps, like, it always makes me think about, you know, actually being in Japan at the Traveler's Factory stores. And I just think it's so special whenever they make an appearance outside of Japan.
I know. So yeah. Well, that concludes our episode this week. Really happy to have you guys join us to talk about stationery as always. And if you want to see what the show notes or check out who we talked about, we usually post them on Instagram under the Stationery Cafe. And you can also support Kelly and I with our Patreon, the Stationery Cafe, where we share, you know, extra stationery talks and like different things about our journal on the Patreon. And as always, look forward to recording another fun episode with you next week. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, April.